In every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this?
Now, Brian McTavish, that sounds like just every other musical that has been written in the last 15, 20 years.
Well, when you're doing a satire, you can get away with it.
Exactly. Brian McTavish, welcome back for another edition of the Weekend To-Do List.
It's great to be back, and that is indeed the song that goes like this, one of the delightfully...
Goes like what?
Right. That goes just like those songs in those Broadway musicals. About halfway through, in the middle, the ballad, the soul-searching tune that the hero has to sing to find himself or at least get a kiss from a very nice-looking actress.
And I would encourage people to listen to this song on their own time. It is really actually quite funny, especially if you've ever performed in or produced a musical.
And in this case, it's Monty Python's Spamalot.
Spamalot.
Yeah, it's the 2005 Tony Award winner. It is, of course, based on the funny, silly 1975 cult movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, kicks off the Starlight Theater season of summer musicals in Swope Park.
And what a great place to see a musical, too.
Friday night, it gets going all the way through June 6th. The live musical version of this very famous film, and you've seen the film, right?
I have.
How many times?
I don't know if I've ever seen the film from its beginning to its end in completely.
Well, probably seeing the thing from beginning to end is overrated.
Because, thank goodness for YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah, the YouTube-itis thing. But the thing is, Monty Python, I'm a big Monty Python fan, right? Grew up during the heyday of that group in the 70s. But the truth about Monty Python is they're great in small doses, hits and misses. I mean, they probably have more misses than hits. Now, the stuff in Spamalot is very funny, and the stuff from the Holy Grail from which it sprang is also pretty darn funny. The live musical version tosses in everything plus the kitchen sink, maybe a couple of dachshunds and some slippers. I mean, it gets laughs. It is funny. They will have coconuts. They will have a Trojan rabbit. They will have at least one French person threatening to wave his private parts and making excessively
sounds like a good time.
Rude sounds. There is a very mild parental heads up from Starlight that simply says, hey, it's bawdy, it's silly, it's naughty. But guess what? If you know Monty Python and if you know British humor in general, it can be a little spicy from time to time. Go see the show. Have some laughs. I think laughs are in the offing.
Monty Python's Spamalot opens up this Friday at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. Let's just hope it's not rains a lot this Friday night.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. I'm grooving. You're grooving.
It's a groovy thing.
Why are we playing grooving?
Well, I tell you what. This is key to Festa Italiana, the Italian-friendly food and music festival.
Okay, explain the connection here.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
It's... There are Italians making music, and the name... Does the name Felix Cavaliere ring a bell? He was one of the main men and one of the singers of the Rascals in the 1960s. We're listening to actually the earliest incarnation of the Rascals, the Young Rascals, doing Groovin' in 1967. Hey, Felix and whatever passes for the Young Rascals are going to be playing Saturday evening at Zona Rosa at I-29 and Berry Road. Where else would it be but there? It's free to get in. But they have a meatball eating contest.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now, here's the thing. I give you two thumbs up for the meatball eating contest, but maybe it's...
I'm sorry, my thumbs are busy eating meatballs.
Oh, my gosh. Please remember to chew, all you meatball eating contest folks out there, at 8 o'clock Friday, because it does worry me just a little bit. Now, a little safer, perhaps, is Saturday around noon. They're having the annual cannoli eating contest.
It gets better.
It gets better.
It's great.
Those are desserts.
Cannoli.
Aren't those sweet cannolis?
Yeah.
No, but is that a cylindrical? What is that shaped?
A cannoli is like a cylinder. Imagine taking a flat, round pastry, bending it up on the edges. Mm. So you create a cylinder, and then you fill it with some wonderful filling, either some cream filling. It's usually made of ricotta and some other stuff, and somebody's going to write me and say, no, Steigman, you're wrong.
Well, you've convinced
me. So go ahead right away, up to date at kcur.org.
It's probably safer than trying to eat too many meatballs all at once.
Meatballs, cannoli, the Wanderers.
Yeah.
What more could you possibly want? That's Festa Italiana up at Zona Rosa, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll find a complete list of all of Brian's ideas for the weekend at kcur.org. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweet. You know, I think this song is about us, Brian.
Why not?
I belong with you. You belong with me in our sweet home.
You know what? I'm going to follow. You lead, I'll follow, okay? But I just want to make sure that you make the meatballs just the way I ask you to, okay?
Are we going back here?
We're going back there. All right. Okay, this, of course, as you know, all you Lumineers fans, we're listening to Ho Hey by the Lumineers, who will headline the bill, which also consists of the Cold War Kids, the Neighborhood, and the Mowglies, whatever the Mowglies are. It's a rock and roll show, but really it's a folk rock and roll show. It kicks off at 4:30 Saturday afternoon at Cricket Wireless Amphitheater. For all you longtime veteran concert goers of the area, that would be Sandstone in Bonner Springs. And are these guys one-hit wonders, or will we be talking about the Lumineers in 5 or 10 years? It remains to be seen. But the Lumineers, I like this about them. They're not afraid of the obvious, okay? They have a nice, simple folk sound. In fact, the band members themselves have gone on the record as saying, our songs are super simple. Anyone who can play an instrument can play a Lumineer song. Well, that song is everywhere.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it's a good thing if you can follow it up with another one like it. Now, you know what's interesting about early rock and roll, garage band rock, the reason it caught on, the reason the Beatles were such a hit on the Ed Sullivan Show, is kids watched that show and they said, I can do that. That I can do.
Yep.
You know, it was professional, it was sensational, but it was doable. And the Lumineers, I think they appreciate that. And this is folk music, folks. It's music of the people, it's sing-along friendly, and there's going to be a whole lot of singing along Saturday, well into the evening at Cricket Wireless.
You are a mystery. It amazes me how anyone can look in your eyes.
Tell us what we got here.
What do we got here? We got Chris Mann, best known, principally known, originally known from the NBC TV show. You know, that singing talent show, The
yes,
Voice.
The Voice.
I think more people are watching The Voice than American Idol now. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe not. This is Chris Mann, 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Midland. And he does what he likes to call classical pop, which means, I think, he thinks, and people agree, that he has a really super nice voice. He's not afraid to sound operatic in a song. He felt earlier in his career that he was dumbing down his voice to please the masses. Well, he's got enough of the masses now, and he's doing his own thing. Interestingly as well, Paul Anka, who sang and wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra,
yep.
Well, he adapted the lyrics to My Way for Chris Mann, probably for a small fee. And it's been very successful for Chris. Of course, My Way, Elvis did it. Many old singers
sure.
have done it. But they're looking back on their lives. Did I do right? Did I do wrong? Regrets I've had a few. Anka tweaked it so that Chris is looking hopefully forward to his life because he's still a rather young gentleman. So all of you fans of The Voice, you just try to resist the pull of Chris Mann Saturday night at the Midland, okay? This, of course, is the great Guns N' Roses hit, their only number one hit, their biggest hit.
That's surprising. But you mean to tell me that this was their only number one hit?
Yes. Yes, according to the
Seriously,
rock and roll
Guns N' Roses.
Annals. Yeah, their first hit was also their biggest hit and their only number one. It came off their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, from around 1987. And you know, here, a little... Well, first, let's just get this out of the way.
Sure.
Guns N' Roses... Original lead singer Axl Rose on stage. Nobody else originally with the band on stage, including guitar player Slash. This date just got added in the last week or two. 10 o'clock Sunday.
10 o'clock on a Sunday night? What is this, summer?
It's called rock and roll.
Oh, cool.
It's rock and roll. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready for bed at that point.
10 o'clock Sunday night. You be there, Stephen. You at least be there in spirit at the Midland downtown.
Thank you for a rocking good time, Brian McTavish. Brian McTavish and our entire weekend to-do list, you'll find it on our website at kcur.org. Thanks, Brian.
Yes, and I am counting on some of those meatballs later.